We are in Simin Shin Yud Beis. We're up to Sifches, and we'll be doing Ches through Yud. Sifches, we're talking about a case of somebody who is constipated. He would like to use a pebble be able to relieve himself. So halacha was that he couldn't use it in the normal way, which is holding it with his whole hand. He could only use two fingers. This way he's not going to cause anything to tear. It won't be a psik resha for causing something in his body to tear. L'mashmesh bebarza b'fiat habas dino kitzror. In the case of a barza which is made for opening things, so the halacha is there also dina kitzror shliach zena el bebeis etzbaosav. You can only hold it with two fingers. Va'aser lotzeis bebarza afilat huva kula beguf. Even if he places it inside himself to carry it that way, even though it's an abnormal way of carrying, but it is still asur midrabbanan, it's not bottled to the body because he's going to remove it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what if you swallow something? There it's considered part of your body, and it is not considered hotzah. So that if someone swallows something, an object, and is waiting to retrieve it, it would be mutter for him to walk outside on Shabbos. Sivtes oser lefanos b'stei mir b'shabes shem yavo lashvuye gumos. A freshly plowed field, the first plowing, which is made for planting. So it's done in a way that there are lots of big holes all over the place, and the normal thing to do is to try to straighten it out. So he should not relieve himself there because we're afraid that he'll then be tempted to go and straighten out the field. To relieve himself in someone else's field that was just freshly plowed for the sake of planting is asur, because he's actually ruining it. The Mishnah Berurah brings a Prima Gadim who says that when you're dealing with a friend's field, it's even if it's a later plowing, not the plowing for the sake of planting. The chashash of Ashvuya Gumos is only the first planting. Whereas this halacha that you're ruining it applies to all plowings. Sif Yud, Avanim Gdolos Shemitzadin Osan Kimi Moshev Cholol V'Yoshen Aleim Besodes B'Makam Amiyuchel L'Beis Hakise, which was a makeshift toilet where you put a few stones together. These are large stones that were sitting on the ground, and you would have to turn them over so that you can sit on them. Mutter Litzadidon V'Afa Gav D'Binyan Arayhu Lo Gozer Be'Rabbanim Shem Kavod Abrius. Even though this is a binyan arai, you're setting up stones in the ground in their correct position. Chazal were matir this because of kavod abrius. There's a machlokas achronim if Chazal were matir putting a third stone on top of them. Some say that that's considered an all arai and they were not matir it, and others say that it's included in the kavod abrius. Now, also, this is talking about stones that were designated for it. Because Chazal were not matir muktza for the sake of having a place to sit on when relieving oneself, meaning the stones to cleanse oneself that's kavod abrius, whereas a place to sit when relieving oneself is just a matter of comfort. For that, they were not matir carrying muktza stones, so that you could only use the stones that were designated for it, which are not muktza.